this show. And I hope you've enjoyed me as a host. Lord knows I don't deserve it. I don't even mean that in one of those ways where they say it like Regis Philbin after years on the air is like, hey, I know I've been great. I know that you all love me, but...
You say it as in, like, it's literally not your
It's show. Literally like, you don't want me here. Please kick me out.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry about that. But yeah, I'm going to miss recording a show here and doing a show here. The show's pre-recorded. If you call in, oh, shout out the best MTG Mill Popper Infect player in Pittsburgh, Miles Hartledge. Woo! I'll see you. Yeah, I'm recording the show a day early, so I'll see you in like an hour probably. Bye. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye. 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 I love you. Bye. Sorry about the curse words.
Don't say that.
You're tuned in to From the Basement with DJ Addy here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh is here to remind you that during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com. It's a good message. Not sure I'd describe it as a social networking website. I met my girlfriend on Matching.com. I'm kidding. I met my girlfriend at a Halloween party. Organ donors. That's a great thing to do. Not social media.
And I think you're in the right line of thinking that it really only counts as social media if you can meet someone you date on that. And I'm not sure that people are meeting.
They say LinkedIn is social media.
And LinkedIn relationship people out there, I know you're out there, okay? Strava, they're all out there building love. Maybe matchingdonors.com is too. Would you? I mean, it's a pretty...
I'm going to hear woman relationships on the Jeremy Renner app.
This is so hard to say.
Anyways, sign up for organ donation if you can. It's a good thing to do. And back to the music.
comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you. Because vaping can put microplastic particles into your lungs.
That could be you.
And dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. Mid-20s.
And it's the bad kind of metals to put in your body. It's not metal to have those harmful metals in your body.
Wow. And he just coined that himself. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration,
www.samhsa.gov. And even if you do know about the risks of vaping, but you do it because you think it's cool, it's not.
It's not cool.
Take it from a certified radio DJ. Vaping, if you're vaping, it doesn't look cool. Way more things that you could be doing to look cool to your friends, teenagers. Like what?
Oh. Well, I was going to say being a radio DJ, but well, also...
I saw a teenager do a cool jump off of a curb on a scooter the other day.
That's way cooler than hitting a vape.
And I thought, yeah, and I told him it was cool. And he said, thank you. So
be like that kid. Be like that kid and jump on... jump off your scooter.
Do a jump on a scooter. Eat a book.
Yeah,
go get
outside.
A job.
Look at life, you know?
No, milk a goat. Do anything other than vaping.
Yeah.
Because it's not cool. And it's not good for you. So that was a supplemental message from your friends at WRCT. All right, back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. Mm-hmm. Enough of us.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
You've ever been to Row House Cinema?
I have never been to Row House Cinema. Sorry, Row House Cinema.
I went once to see, it was a few summers ago, summer of 2023, to see the Cat Film Festival. A bunch of short films about cats.
Ooh, and did you like it?
I did, and you know, for the longest time, I thought this was like a local thing, like it was all Pittsburgh cats. But the other day, I was in New York in Greenwich Village, and I saw the Independent Film Company Theater, IFC Theater. I think that's what that stands for. And on the sign up front, they were also showing the Cat Film Festival for 2025. So
Whoa. That's
how I learned that that's a nationwide thing.
Wow, I wonder if there's some celebrity cats that we don't know about because we're not tapped into the cat film world, but there's got to be some must-see cat personalities.
Well, we've got a must-see cat over here in a different way. My good friend and roommate, Joseph, is headed out of town, so for the next 10 days, we are in a must-see situation with Mr. Whiskers, and that we must see to it that he has enough food and water.
And Whiskers is quite the character, so maybe some more stories on him later.
Anyways, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
pushy, shiny robe. I've got a lot of things I want to sell, but not here.
We know you love tuning into this radio program from the basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. But there are lots of other fantastic shows on WRCT, and we've got a new fall schedule coming out in the next few days, so check that wrct.org/schedule. We've got a ton of mainstay shows sticking in their usual spots through the rest of the year, including City Pop Central, where you can join DJ Lee for an hour of funk, soul, R&B, and City Pop. That's Saturdays at 7 p.m., only on WRCT 88.3 FM. And right after that, on Saturdays, it's a fantastic Saturday night lineup, is Tembo Sounds, the culture. The Tembo Sounds Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Ridoli on WRCT Pittsburgh Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Well, that's all we have for you tonight. Thanks for tuning in, and don't touch that dial. Stay tuned for Vive La Mock. The Mockster will take you all the way until 1 in the morning. Thanks for listening to From the Basement. I'm DJ Addy, bidding you good night, and we'll see you next week.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hello, and welcome to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. Today we have Dr. Etta Fields Black, who's a professor of history here at CMU and who just won the Pulitzer for her book, Combi. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Could you take a moment to introduce yourself?